we going to do it? The ultimate,
the
bro?
The ultimate.
We are going to do the ultimate.
Album knockout challenge.
I already knew it was coming.
Dope. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to take it back to the classics.
I know Early had a long time to think about this one.
The greats of hip hop.
Okay.
Let's go.
Now,
here we go.
Here we go.
Some of y'all have been following the verses, things that happen online and all the great shows that have been put on through there.
Can I make a small personal announcement about the verses?
Yeah.
I will say that I am personally, ultimately, extremely disappointed in the verses for the way that they presented to Big Daddy Kane and KRS-One Challenge. It's so lopsided. You can't put these two artists against each other because their skill sets are so diverse and different, and they are both the greatest at what they do. And to try to make one that you're trying to put two skill sets against each other, and that's not what verses is about. It's about fucking verses.
Well, pros.
Well, you know, that's great, but we're still going to do what we came and sought to do.
Sorry, I'm done.
But check this
rant
out.
Rant over.
There it is. Proceed, Early. Proceed. That's great, but proceed.
But I think the Early is the remedy of this
inspired by the verses.
Yes.
But we have our own format. Let me describe
that's
the format as we go.
First, we take two albums.
Classic golden era albums from the hip hop catalog.
From the catalog.
And we pit them against each other round for round.
Song for song.
10 songs, 10 rounds.
Yes.
Now, the two albums that we've picked tonight have 10 songs on the album. Each one of these albums is 10 songs exactly.
Has fillers.
Exactly.
What you see is what you get.
So you're going to get the whole thing versus the whole thing.
Versus the whole thing.
And we'll see what skill sets and diversity and lyrical showmanship comes from this album, recorded music from these artists, KRS-One.
Complete album.
And
complete.
Big Daddy Kane.
Complete.
We have Criminal Minded versus Long Live the King.
Long Live the King.
Damn.
Now. Can I just go ahead and say thank you, DJ Early, for making my point for me without me even knowing you were doing it. But that's the kind of verses that I'm talking about. Instead of putting it on some level of hype and showmanship and forcing artists out of their milieu, neither one of these dudes was comfortable in that format. 100%.
I think Kane was very comfortable.
They both
heard every word.
And they were both comfortable, but neither one of them would have chosen it to go down the way that it did. Neither one of them.
Well, you're uncomfortable and comfortable seem to be different. you just said comfortable and
true MC is comfortable in any situation, I suppose.
The showmanship.
But I'm just
Kane's show to me personally was.
I would much rather.
I mean, we don't even need to. We don't.
I would
even
much
need
rather see a commentary on how dope their dopest albums are versus each other.
And that's what we're here to do.
As opposed
not just to take them. Take
who
them,
rocks the
how,
show?
How
apart
you know, just
artists,
lab
you know,
and
their whole
said,
catalog,
the showmanship.
And their whole thing.
Though,
just Criminal Minded versus Long Live the King.
Do you think that the verses was at all about who rocked the show the best?
It's
who,
not, but
who
it was
stepped
a,
in front of
it,
the crowd and did that part the best.
I don't know, but I want to get into this situation we're about to get into.
Because this
not
is
about
what matters
the
to me.
We're not versus.
You know,
we're the ultimate album hip hop.
You
the
said
ultimate
you didn't.
Album knockout.
Maybe others
challenge.
Disagree, exactly. But we're going to get into what we were about
See,
to do.
And
it's much more worthy of conversation.
Speak for itself.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's go.
I appreciate you refusing to answer that question. Thank you. Let's go.
Now, since.
Round one.
Goofy. This is an introduction to
Round
the beginning.
One.
We're going to start with the Bronx where it all started.
Round one.
All right.
Boogie Down Productions, KRS-One. Poetry.
No, we just don't need
to stop guessing if this is a gift or a written down memo. See, I am a professional. This is not a demo. In fact, call it a lecture, a visual picture, sort of a poetic and rhythm like mixture. Listen, I'm not dissing, but there's something that you're missing. Maybe you should touch reality. Stop wishing for beats with plenty bass and lyrics set in haste. If its meaning doesn't manifest, put it to rest. I am a poet. You try to show it, yet blow it. It takes concentration for fresh communication, observation. That is to see without speaking. Take off your coat, take notes. I am teaching a class, or rather school, because you need schooling. I am not a king or queen. I'm not ruling. This is an introduction to poetry, a small dedication to those that might know of me. They might know of you and maybe your gang. But one thing's for sure, neither one of y'all can hang, because yo, I'm like an arrow and Scott is the crossbow. Say something now. Annihilation and destruction of the next man. That's not poetry, that is insanity. It's simply fantasy, far from reality. Poetry is the language of imagination. Poetry is a form of positive creation. Difficult, isn't it? The point, you're missing it. Your face is in front of my hand, so I'm dissing it.
Check it out, y'all. You don't stop. Keep on. Well, it's the cane in the flesh. Of course I'm fresh. Oh, you thought that I was rotten? I beg your pardon. To me, getting paid and getting busy fall together. So a man of my aviance, never could I be weak. While I'm rather unique, I got style, flavor, grace, and plus a different technique that I be using and not many can manage. So a brother like me, I do damage just by picking up the mic to go solo. I cold turn the party on out, and oh yo, I get physical, mystical, very artistical, giving party people something funky to listen to. That's why the other MCs can't swing long. I stomp them out just like I was King Kong, stepping on roaches. I get ferocious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I go on and on and on and until a bright Shirley Murdoch morning. Cause I'm a pimp, hear the primp, just the imp terror, bringing much terror in your era. I'm ready, willing, and I'm able to bust the move. Never use a barbershop, I got my homeboy's spoon. Cooling out with the clippers right around the way. They keep a fresh cameo cut every day. Like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that of the that. It's like that, y'all. Cause I'm the prosecutor, taking a stand, and I'm cross-examining you, my man. The judge and jury, releasing my fury. The verdict that I've reached for you is rather blurry. You see, the name Cain is superior to many people. It means king, Asiatic, nobody's equal. I hate to brag, but damn, I'm good. And if mics were a gun, I'd be Clint Eastwood. And if rap was a game, I'd be MVP. Most valuable poet on the MIC. Or if rap was a school, I'd be the principal. Oh, the cane is invincible. To be specific, I may die one day, but my rhymes will remain like a hieroglyphic.
Yo.
1, 2, 1, 2.
So what y'all think?
You know what, bro? You're really presenting us with a very difficult challenge with this first song.
Yes, this is going to be more difficult than you believe.
Now here's the cold part. And go ahead and say it, Ski, because I already know you're thinking the same thing.
No,
I'm
you
thinking.
Don't know what I'm thinking. You're just so candid tonight.
I believe you're thinking the same thing.
Believe.
But please tell me what you're thinking.
I'm thinking KRS.
Because?
Because I like KRS.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think these two artists are from the same era, the same. These albums were released within 1 year of each other.
Right.
And,
yep.
They have the same swagger, more or less. But these two songs right here, okay, poetry. Long live the king. This one is rhyming with the Biz. Now, we didn't listen to Biz's verse. Rest in peace, Biz Markie.
Big ups.
You know, this
big ups.
The one thing that we can say about the album Criminal Minded was there was no feature artists.
Well, they had featured DJs. He like shouted out specific DJs and things like that.
But there was nobody who came on and did a verse on that album.
That's true.
Biz Markie had Biz Markie on this album. He had Scoob and Scrap, I think, are on the song. Mm-hmm. Mr. Scrap C. So yeah, we'll get into that later.
Yeah,
but
that does make a difference.
It does.
I think I would lean to KRS on this one too.
Yeah.
Well, the use of the James Brown sample.
Yeah.
I would say that
very similar in production, you know?
My philosophy in poetry, too iconic, and poetry is honestly a lot of people's introduction to KRS-One as an artist. And some people, it would honestly be their introduction to hip-hop. It's one of those songs that goes all the way back to that level. And I don't think that you could say the same thing about the Big Daddy Kane joint, as much as the Big Daddy Kane joint is bomb. And I was boogieing myself to it as soon as it came
out. He had some great one-liners and all that in there. And, yeah. I'm not going to let the full song play for any of these. If you really need to, you can go and...
Right. You should already know, honestly. You should already know.
Yeah. Go buy the motherfucking album.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You should already know.
It's worth having in your catalog no matter what.
Indeed.
And you can listen to the whole thing lyrically and you can make your judgments on yourself. But I think we're leaning towards towards BDP
on
this first one.
Yeah, I just think that
was one of his swinging and coming out.
Lyrically, he got him on that.
Absolutely.
Come on, man.
Poetry is a form of positive. I mean, sorry. I'm
just
done. Like, yeah. Come on. I'm good.
Chop suey in a little bit there.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move to the next one here. I might have to bring out the wax for this one.
Round two.
It's hard, you know. I mean, I've got them figured out here, and I want to figure out which one.
Putting them in the right order to balance the energies.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get this one out the way first.
All right.
I'm going to get this one out the way. You'll see what I mean.
All right.
We'll just be done with it.
Let's just get it over with. Big shout out to all the Iowa City classic rock fans. Iowa heads listening to Unseen Legion Radio.
We got a dope beat. Dope beat. You got a dope beat. I got a dope beat. We got a dope beat. At the top of all of those that mix, so turning poetry into cash for 87. Some didn't got paid, some jams were never played, but I am just a poet who watched the whole parade go by. And why? Cause they wasn't fly. Others claim to be fresh, but they're not KRS. I cannot walk up either running on my gear or having colors too loud. Everything must coincide with the way I feel. And by the way, it's Scott LaRock on the wheels of steel. So the mic I get around the whole city. Around the whole city, so I do it nice. I like a funky beat, a studio like Unique. I write the crazy fresh lyrics and I don't eat meat. You can look me up and down, and my DJ too, because we make up the Boogie Dot production crew. Taking out MCs on the 1, 2, 3, no matter who they claim to be in society. Because we know their games, we have pulled their file. If they need a different style, we can't get wild. He's ICU, he's out to kill. I'm KRS, and we get ill. Rock got his own beat. The extravagant life is what we see. I will tell you like this, cause I know for a fact I will live a long life and I don't smoke crack. Captivating the crowd 7 days a week. You know what they told me to say? I got the dope beat. I got a dope beat.
You got a dope beat.
I got a dope beat.
We got a dope beat.
I got a dope beat.
You got a dope beat.
I got a beat.
I mean, I don't know how long you want to listen. But I'm just saying.
I mean, are they going to rap?
Ever meeting Miss Wright. But one thing I know is this girl is hype. Not a crab I see, but such a lovely female. And if looks could kill, she would be in jail. For raving all over with exotic beauty. And to captivate.
I mean, this song.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're ready, bro.
Yeah, okay. Round three.
That's a mic drop moment.
Yeah. Let's never thought KRS-One's song, I Got a Dope Beat, would win the battle. But round two goes to KRS-One.
It honestly destroyed the Big Daddy Kane.
I was thinking that the whole time.
It destroyed.
That's two nothing.
My least two favorite songs. That's why I put these next, because they're my least two favorites. And
so this was,
you know,
the first
even Kool V sings on the chorus here.
Yeah.
Just this is the one that got skipped.
unfortunately. Oh,
that is my definition of a filler track right there, bro. Like, that right there is a song you wish you never did.
I'll be making no comments about that song. I mean, you know, at the time, they probably, this is all they had, and they showed talent on what they could do. And look, I'm not dissing.
Let's just hear it. Come on.
This is terrible. Can we just admit that this is terrible? Please?
I still like them.
I'll give Big Daddy his props.
It was what I grew up on.
Bro, that beat sounds like Stevie B on heroin.
I mean, but what were they? Hey, but no, like, what was the dopest during that time?
Lisa.
That would be my question.
Lisa, Cult Jam.
Yeah.
Stevie B.
I'll still give Kane some props for rhyming on it pretty clean.
Yeah, I will give him that. Yeah, I will definitely give him that.
But the hook, later years, it probably would have been more improved than that.
This sounds like Stevie B on heroin.
I mean, the words aren't bad.
Just listen. Let me name my day. It sounded like his homeboy that's like a basketball coach. He's like a youth basketball coach. But he be singing, though. Like, he could blow. He blow at church. You know, he be going to church, he blow. He could blow.
Without just saying, like.
And he just need a break, man.
That's probably all that they was working with at the time. I can remember them times where, hey, somebody might do the hook. But knowing damn well that wasn't going to rock.
Right,
the point would get proven.
That was the demo track.
Yeah, the point would get proven, but it might not be the person who's going to be on the original song.
I'm going to go ahead and make an obscure, crazy point. But if you want to pull off something like that, go get Blue Raspberry like Wu-Tang did. Because that's what she did, but
actually,
she killed it.
But I like that.
But she killed it.
But I liked KRS One song.
All right, so we need to get the tally up on the board.
This is clearly a
knockdown in round two almost.
It's
okay?
2-0.
Clearly,
okay.
Two
KRS One says the winner of the round
came strong
goes
out
first.
The gate. Came strong out the gate. Winner goes first.
Winner
takes out. So we come up with the KRS round three.
Big Daddy doing his lady thing here.
Here we go.
So.
Three.
We're going to round three. Criminal
three.
Minded.
Three.
The P is still free.
Live and direct. Strength. Boogie Down Productions
free.
Is large.
He said three zip already. Wait for it.
BGP. BGP Posse. Boom. Da 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 day. Da 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 day. Da 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 day. Da 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 day. Da 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 day. Da 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 day. Da 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 day. Yes, y'all are rocking on your rule hip hop. Yes, Mr. Leah, you can rule hip hop. 357, you can rule hip hop. But KRS-One, I rule it nonstop. When I'm in Brooklyn, yes, we're ruling hip hop. When I'm in Manhattan, rolling hip hop. Yeah. When I'm in Queens, we're rolling hip hop. Yeah. When it's Staten Island, we're rolling hip hop. But in the Bronx, we're rolling y'all tonight. But in the Bronx, we're rolling y'all tonight. We come to rock you with your black or your white. This KRS when you know I'm never frank. Can't catch a star. The girlies is free. Cause the crack costs money. Oh yeah. I say the girlies is free. Cause the crack costs money. Oh yeah. Right one day on my freestyle. Tape Scholar Rock had mixed. I said to myself, this tape sound funky. Riding past the 116th Street Junkie. Thought of something east, but I was only assuming. Took another look and that butt was booming. Did a little trick on my freestyle fix. And I was right beside the girl, she was all on the tip. She said, hi, DJ KRS. She kissed me on my neck, so I gave her a pet. Said, I'm really in a hurry, so I cannot wait. If you give me a lift while we ride with the bait. She jumped on my bike, I said, huh, what's your stop? She said, right around the corner to the crack spot. If you buy me a crack, I'll know how to act. But if you don't, you might as well step back. I said, now how the hell we jump off to this? I'm doing you a favor, I'm giving you a lift. She said, KRS, you know how it go. I said, yeah, you little, it seems that you're a hoe. I did a little trick on my freestyle fix. And she was right on the ground looking after it. Because the girlies is free. Cause the crack costs money.
like it hard and some like it soft. Yo, bust the groove as I set it off.
But wait a minute.
Yo, Scoop, what's up?
Pardon me a moment as I interrupt.
For what?
For this.
You like the stylish clothes we wear, and you like our flat top style of hair. It's just those fucked up things we do that make the girlies wanna stare.
Like when we're chilling with the crew,
or drinking that old English brew straight from the bottle, not the cup, and it gets us more than just fucked up. And I like it, y'all.
I like it, y'all.
Like it, y'all.
Like it, y'all.
The school beloved, won't you hype it, y'all?
Well, I'm the S-C-O-O-V-L-O-V-E-R. Ladies, come to me. I'll be your midnight horror. Need a flat top. Come to Scoop. I'm the Barbara.
Okay, we can let Scoop describe Ron, but the P is still free. That's actually called the remix for the P is free.
That wasn't the original joint.
Well, that's what it's called on the album. That's how it's listed, the remix for the P is free, because
right.
It was originally released on vinyl
as a different version.
Demo version.
Yes, exactly.
I'll be the B version. So blunt, but 3-Zip.
Man.
3-Zip.
Cold-blooded KRS.
3-Zip.
The fact that he had to let Scoob like break the song in for him. Like,
no, and this is supposed to be lyricist.
I put these songs together because KRS did a lot of singing in that song, and this one kind of had that sing-songy kind of feel vibe to it, too.
But
it's a little more upbeat.
It's got help, though.
I mean, Scoob
and Scrap. Hardcore
Scoob and Scrap is helping them,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they really, really.
You know?
They're wearing the suspenders on this song.
See,
Big Daddy might be the pants, but they wearing the suspenders.
Right. No, KRS holding his own. Can't hold his own.
You got what I need.
Can't hold his own.
Yeah.
It's just him not by himself.
Yep. It goes to BDP. We'll call BDP. It's not just KRS. You know, and we all know that Sed G made all those beats on that album.
Yeah,
anyway.
And I like what you said, Ski. And I like what you said, E, because, yes, it goes to KRS, but it goes to BDP. You know what I'm saying? And, like, KRS had help with his whole project where he didn't need nobody to rhyme for him.
I'm talking about these two songs that just battled.
Yeah, he didn't need nobody to rhyme for him, right?
You know, I was thinking both of them would have nobody helping.
Yeah,
them.
He didn't need nobody to rhyme for him.
Song here,
yeah,
he breaks
exactly.
It means King Asiatic. This is from this rhyming with the bits. It's the same rhyme.
That's true. That's not even fair. He recycled that shit.
Or no, maybe it's Long Live the Cane, I think.
Still dope.
It's recycled.
It's still dope.
It's recycled. Be that it can't
either
be the dopest ever.
Yeah,
but I still feel the care.
We can say that Big Daddy Kane
we'll
is dope,
BDP.
But BDP,
we'll say BDP
still won that.
We'll say 3-Zip. Give me the marker.
Go ahead and write it up.
Put in the marker.
Write
somebody
up.
Take a picture of this and put it online.
Write it
three
up. We're at 3-Zip already. We're at 3-Zip.
So,
and sticking to the subject,
let me get back to the vinyl and break out this next one. Because
we're in the vinyl portion of the evening, and these songs are guaranteed.
I expect Kane to come with some uppercuts on
exactly.
These next few songs.
Guaranteed.
I think that's what's going to happen.
Guaranteed.
I think that's what's going to happen. Oh, yeah.
Yo, what's up, last man? KRS-One.
Oh.
Yo, what up, D-Nice?
Yo, what's up, Scott LaRock?
Yo, man, we chillin' this funky fresh jam. I want to tell you a little something about us. We're the Boogie Down Production Crew. And due to the fact that no one outside there knew what time it was, we have to tell you a little story about where we come from.
South Bronx. South Bronx.
South Bronx. South Bronx.
South Bronx.
South
Bronx.
South Bronx.
Many people tell me this style is terrific. It is kind of different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specialize in music. I'll only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in the place to be. KRS-One attack. You got dropped off MCA because the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip-hop had its start out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live. Cause you're in
South Bronx, the South Bronx, South Bronx, the South Bronx, South Bronx, the South Bronx, South Bronx, the South Bronx.
Grab a hold of yourself.
Wow.
Open your eyes, get wise to the exercise being taught by the teacher. That's most
dominant. You need knowledge? Well, I'm dropping it. Listen to the rap, allow it to trap your body and soul so that you can adapt to the man on display as I take you away. So may I? Yes, you may. Proud to be a black man, coming exact and giving up brothers, five on the back and great beliefs and peace upon each other with my sisters and brothers.
Yo, word to the mother.
I say the mother as in the motherland, but on the other hand, another man tackled and shackled our ancestors, but we beat them with freedom. So let's bless the country that we all came from, because the moral of it all is we shall overcome. The cream will keep rising, we be sizing up. The Asiatic one is enterprising, building and building to carry on, all the way from Malcolm X to Farrakhan. Martin Luther was a tutor, many were pupils. Those who fell victim were those without scruples. However, to sever, we could never. So hold up the peace sign and stand together. Take heed to the words that I manifest. So when I'm through speaking, Marley Marl, I do the rest.
South Bronx, word to the motherland.
I mean,
and that's the thing, you know, I mean, I kind of thought this was cool because, you know, Karis was talking about the Bronx and where hip hop came from, and Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane's song is deeper.
Word to the motherland, you know.
A Big Daddy Kane song is a deeper song, bro.
But this is undeniably a landslide.
When you're talking about legendary songs,
man,
South Bronx is
South
a legendary fucking song.
South Bronx.
I'm not going to pick the Big Daddy Kane song.
And I'm going to put that other by KRS
South
and
Bronx.
BDP.
South Bronx. Big shout outs to my man.
I sent the list to pros the post on the Unseen Legion radio page.
So far we are 3-1. We are now 4-1.
Let them see it, bro.
Yes
we are making it happen.
We are 4-1 officially.
We're not gonna say a landslide.
Big shout out to my man,
but
Percy
KRS-One is uppercutting some real cold cuts.
Big shout out to my man Percy P.
Standing strong for BDP.
Unseen Legion Radio family.
There it is.
Big shout out to
Zip.
Papa Extra Large.
For Zip.
You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to DJ Double Extra Large.
Yes,
that's what we do.
I expect.
All right, so we four rounds. We're going into round five.
We expected big things from KRS.
It's ugly so far. We're going to need a real comeback.
Big things for
this
K. KRS is
of the Boogie Down Production
murdering.
Prevention Against Suck MC.
If KRS wins this round,
real
the worst he can do
he
is a draw.
Instructed on which jams to play
the worst
and how
he can
loud
do
to blast
is
your
a draw.
Radio. And now, a word from our sponsor. And
let
now.
It ride.
From the Bronx, Blastmaster KRS-One. Proving that my job ain't done until I get some more. No need to roar or yell, cause I can still tell what will sell and what have sold without yelling over a drum roll. That style is old. So unfold, blossom, bloom. You got the room, so go ahead and consume a new era. KRS-One comes better. Bite another lyric? Never, cause I'm too clever. However, I own my own label. Partners with Scott LaRock, he's on the turntable. And partner Lee Smith. I'm exercising a true gift just to uplift. Hip hop, hip hop. My voice is like a monster. And now a word from my sponsor.
Live long.
that dope ass scratching on there too.
Come on now, Kane got one, bro. Kane just
Long
won a round.
Kane. I think this is a heavyweight fight. It's gonna go 10 rounds.
Kane just won a round, bro. That's all I'm gonna say. Like Kane came back like he was really actually not playing no more.
I got Long kale. I got kale in my cheeks. Over here snacking.
Over here snacking with the kale snacks.
He's right. The precision, the flow.
The flow, the bars.
Even the, like early said, the scratch at the end.
Yes, bro.
And
yes.
This dope ass drum break from
Beaters.
There
is no question.
Remember the meters, baby?
He wins the fifth round. That was the 3-point shot to save the situation.
Yes.
Yes, because it was turning into a blowout.
Big shout out to Sweet P 79 on the meter sample. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. BDP just took a L. Finally, after 4 or 5 rounds.
That's what's up.
This is exciting.
This is finally a battle.
This is getting going.
We're
Saucy.
actually having some competition.
We said we got our own versus going on over
yes,
here.
Yes, sir.
All right, Early.
All right, so Big Daddy Kane gets
album
round
versus
four.
Album.
No, round 5. Okay, so we halfway through.
Yes, we have officially reached the halfway point.
Started.
With Daddy Kane.
Let it go, get bold. I just can't hold back.
He won. Man was sold. Winner goes first.
So what the heck? Rock the discotheques and this groove is what's next. Attack, react, exact, or Mac, I'll move you with. A strong song as long as you groove to this. I keep the crowd loud when you hype. Do damage on stage and injure the mic. As I shoot the gift, MC stand stiff. While my rhyme stick to you like Skippy and Jip. Feel my blood fist on my death kiss. The rap solo is, you don't want none of this. Supreme in this era, I reign with terror. When I grab the mic, believe you're gonna hear a fascinating rhyme as I enchant them. So let's all sing the Big Daddy anthem. Go with the flow, my rhymes grow like an afro. I entertain the gain and cane, I never have no problem. I can sneeze, sniffle, and cough. Even if I stutter, I will still come off. Cause rappers can't understand the mics I rip. They sure enough ain't equipped, that's why they got flipped. But my apparatus is up to status. No ass who's the baddest. Of course, that is the make or break or take them. My rhymes take the head, put it to bed. So watch what's said. Play the bass for the pipe and rearrange the tone. I take a loss and be forced in the danger zone. Cause I can kill and kill at will. Teaching a skill that's real, you're no frill. So just stand still and chill as I feel. Science I drill until my rhymes fill. Your head up. Don't even get up. The teacher is teaching, so just shut up.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
I can't hold it back.
Set it off.
Now throw your hands in. Okay, I'm sorry.
Classic.
Come on. And the challenger.
I hear the same old rhyme, the same old style, the same old runner has ran the mob. See, I don't know exactly what you know, but what I know is that stuff gotta go. Usually, when I pick up the mic, something ill jump. I like to talk about night. I like to talk about fat.
No, okay. I think
it's
that
okay,
it's obvious.
Early. It's okay. It's
I
okay,
think
early.
It's obvious.
It's okay, Early. It's okay. It's okay. You can let it go. You can let it go, bro. It's okay. It's okay. We've already decided, bro.
You, it's obvious.
We've already decided, bro.
That the Big Daddy Kane has taken another round.
He's like, nah.
Give him round 6.
Round 6.
We ain't doing it like that.
Nope. No. Not going out like that.
And
yep.
BDP has taken another L. They dope as fuck, but they have taken another L.
Sweet Pea, what do you think?
Daddy Kane.
She thinks she's not going to talk. I would go so far as to say that this is a unequivocal win.
Man, Kane is throwing them 3-point shots.
It ain't hard to tell.
He's hitting the 3-pointer and getting a foul. 3-pointer and getting a foul.
I mean, listen to the bars. Listen to the beat. I mean, come on, man.
That shit takes you there.
Come on, man. Like, the only thing more he could have said was, AW. Then it would have been over,
definitely
over. But other than that.
Definitely Ali and Joe Frazier.
Ali
you gotta,
and Frazier.
Do you see these uppercuts? Do you see these uppercuts?
Yes,
Joe
bro.
Frazier is throwing these uppercuts.
Hitting.
Come on.
Look at the first rounds.
Man. Didn't sway him, though.
Nope.
Didn't sway him.
The comeback is strong.
It is.
Round 7.
This is wonderful.
So what's coming up next, Earl?
And who's next?
DJ Earl E is putting together another ultimate,
all right,
ultimate
let's
album
see, let's see
knockout challenge.
Here.
Yeah, this is dope.
This is fire.
Ooh! Oh! Woo. That's my shit.
I was just trying
Unseen
to tell you.
Legion Radio.
Man.
I'm coming.
Oh, shit.
I'm coming. Here I am. R-A-W. A terrorist. Here to bring trouble to phony MCs. I move on and seize. I just conquer and solve another rapper with ease. Cause I'm at my apex. Another's all below. Nothing but a milliliter. I'm a kilo. Second to none. Making MCs run. So don't try to step to me. Cause I ain't the one. I believe rappers just like Tylenol. And they know it. So I don't see why you all try to front. Perpetrating a stunt. When you know that I smoke you up like a blunt. I'm genuine like Gucci. Raw like sushi. The stage of rage is what rap did to me. To make me want to create chaos and mayhem. Cold rock a party. Until the 8 a.m. I'll make a muscle. Grab the mic and hustle. While you stand dazed and amazed, I'll bust a little rhyme with authority. Superiority. And captivate the whole crowd's majority. The rhymes I use definitely amuse. Better than Dynasty or Hill Street Blues. I'm sure to score and door for more without a floor. Cause I get raw.
Boogie Down Productions
Duction.
Will always get paid. We'll take the wackest
song
and make
song.
It better. Remember to let us into your skin. Cause then you'll begin to master
rhyming.
And the winner!
Minded, you've been blinded. Looking for a style like mine, you can't find
hey.
It. They are the audience,
we
I
are
am the lyricist. Sometimes suckers inside,
you're hearing
this cage. A rage, yet I'm not in a cage.
Yep.
Here's a bird to fly about on stage.
Cage.
Ain't here for no front and just to say a little something. Your suckers don't like me because you're all about nothing.
Yep.
However, I'm really fascinating to the letter. My all-around performance gets better and better. My English grammar comes down like a hammer. Style, I need to pull your ball. I don't bang favors, you're kissing other people's. I write and produce myself just as fast. Keep my hair like this. Got no time for Jerry curls. Attracting only women. Got no time for little girls. Cause girls look so good, but their brain is not ready. I don't know. I'd rather talk to a woman cause her mind is more steady. So here we go. I'm not a musical maniac or b-boy fanatic. I simply made use of what was upstairs in the attic. I've listened to these MCs back when I was a kid. But I bust more shots than they ever did. I mean, this is not the best of KRS, it's just a section. But how many times must I point you in the right direction?
Damn.
Give me protection when I'm on the mic, because my mouth is like a 9mm with height. You're a king, I'm a teacher, you're a deep, but I'm a scholar. If this was
ooh,
a class, well, it
you heard what he said.
Drama.
Bro.
You're a king, I'm a teacher.
You know.
I said it before the first five bars came.
I peer pressure Yeski and erasing. Because he put his opinion up, and I was like, hey,
it wasn't just mine.
Erase that.
It was
I
the
don't know
nation.
If I can call this round because.
And then he looked over at Early.
BDP.
He looked
I,
over.
Yeah,
Early.
I leaked BDP.
He looked over at Early. And he wrote it back in there, and he looked at me like, "What?
I already
what?
Knew. I mean, if the evidence could, the evidence shows it. You know what I'm saying?
Raw is one of the best.
I will
Big
not.
Kane tracks.
I will not pick Criminal Minded over R.A.W., bro. I will not do that. I will say this. Criminal Minded is a dope album. We're listening to it now. It probably will win this Ultimate Album Knockout Challenge. Probably. Just because for my money, it actually ranks on higher on my level of albums.
Let's get back into the situation.
This song will not lose. This song will not beat R.E.W.
We still have three more rounds.
I choose Big Daddy Kane tonight.
But it's
2-1.
Fair, we could call it a draw.
2-1.
Well, now.
2-1.
Now, I choose Big Daddy Kane. You choose KRS-One.
And he chose.
I'm calling a draw on this round. So you call this one. You call this one. And
yep.
Then I call the.
You will
I'm
not choose.
Tiebreaker.
Yep, you are the tiebreaker.
All right, they both get a bean. So they both get a bean.
Nobody wins this round.
Okay,
it's
both
a zero,
get to
zero.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Okay.
We'll leave it there for now. If we have to come back as a tiebreaker, maybe that will be the one that we'll have to decide.
Yep, and we'll give the winner the point if it's the tiebreaker. If we have to come back to this song.
Well, okay.
Bro, it's going to be a long route because Big Daddy Kane still only has two songs, which is half as many. And he needs to win at least two of the next three just to tie.
It's about if he can win it.
Just to tie.
As if we were talking about people with heavyweight bouts.
Yeah, just to reach the tiebreaker, which is the 10th round.
You know, because Kane was dope, but KRS was dope too.
Now, being that there is no winner of this round, the start will default to the winner of the previous round.
Like Early said, we might go back to that and make a tiebreaker.
But in terms of who gets to go next and who goes first in the next round, let's go back to the winner of the previous round.
Go for this round again. And we'll see where
we go.
Because, you know, it might not take us. We might find out before.
It might happen right now. Let's just go.
Big Daddy Kane.
Let's put it in the air.
Take us there.
Ultimate album challenge.
Not against the KRS.
I love this song.
I like the song too.
My grandma used to jam to this.
But it's about bar for bar.
Let's go.
Hear ye from far and near. The one they call the Big Daddy Kane is here to deliver a message to everyone everywhere. So listen up, party people, cause this you should hear. It's a story of a faraway atmosphere that you will find very rare and far beyond compare. All is sincere and rather debonair. So let's all gather round because
I'll take you there.
You thought was unreal. When people of the world do know how to chill, everything remains cool and calm where you are. And if you ask about crime, they all say, huh? They wouldn't even know what you mean, cause it's a different program. Y'all know the routine, where people work hard for a decent buck, and you can wear truck jewelry without getting stuck. Never wondering whether your house is alright, so go leave your VCR on the porch overnight. And as for the people, they all stand proud. Senior citizens party with a hip-hop crowd. You can hang at a jam till the break of dawn, and leave without your ballet shoes getting stepped on. Everyone walks around in their right mind and all, because crack ain't nothing but a hole in the wall. Da-da-dang, wa-da-da-da-dang, hey, wow. This is KRS-One, wow. Been to a crack dealer by the name of Peter, had to buck him down with my 9mm, he said I had his girl, I said, now what to you, stupid, but he tried to play me out, and KRS-One knew it, he reached for his pistol, but it was just a waste, cause my 9mm was up against his face, he pulled his pistol anyway, nah. I filled him full of lead, but just before he fell to the ground, this is what I said. I said, now, wa-da-da-dang, wa-da-da-da-dang. Hey, listen to my 9mm go bang. Wa-da-da-dang, wa-da-da-da-dang. Hey, this is KRS-One.
Come on now.
La, 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 la.
We already know how it gets done. We are already seeing it go down. She missed it.
Well, I'll tell you.
Sorry.
You're picking KRS, aren't you?
Nope. Hell no.
No. Okay. He's picking the good over evil.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to understand something. Staple Singers, I'll Take You There.
Yes.
The whole concept, the whole vibe, from the old school song to now, has been something that is just like in my mentality, my reality, something that my grandma instilled in me, my granddaddy instilled in me, my daddy instilled in me, my mom's instilled in me. I'll take you there. Like, I'm with that. Way more over some, I'm going to just shoot you in the head, listen to my gun go blast while I just.
I like both songs. It's just I felt that K
Kane song
I
more.
I could vibe with it better.
They were kind of both the storytelling songs on
I
there,
was good
know?
With both of them, but I like Kane's. I won't even take it personally, like about content. I more or less say I like his delivery on the song.
It's got more legs. Yeah.
You know,
and
in different
situations.
The song
situations, has more legs, you
yeah,
know what I mean?
In different situations, there's, you know, I'll take you there with Rockmore at a wedding type of situation, whereas 9mm maybe in the club
more.
More
narrow.
You know?
It's a different vibe. Yeah.
I was yeah, just, it's hard to compare these
me,
two, but they're the, you know, we only have a couple more left. So
well, just for me, a preference of pattern, of, you
agreed.
Know, of song.
Your bar style.
Bar style.
Yep.
I like that. And I like content on both ends. I mean, KRS-One's talking
front.
About a reality. He's not uplifting. He's just
talking
about
a reality.
That was a
groundbreaking song, too, mm-hmm. Came from.
And he's
yeah.
speaking about a reality. So
yes.
That was a good, yep. you know, way to go about both songs.
Low-key,
reality.
Low-key the song 9mm. So low key,
Kane.
Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy.
The song 9mm.
Yeah,
does get a good deal of credit for being one of the pioneer songs of quote unquote gangster rap. Quiet as it's kept.
True. It was billed as that.
It was actually one of the
being
first
criminal
songs
minded, he's on the
billed
front cover
as
the
gangster
album.
Rap.
He's holding a gun and there's grenades and all types of pistols.
We got a Lakers Boston thing going on here.
We do. Might also, congratulations on the Lakers for their overtime win against the San Antonio
Spurs. I got to see the real.
Congratulations.
Definitely
on that.
See the real.
Russell Westbrook is going to be a key to this team. He's going to make us better and better. And better.
Yep. Once they let him loose here,
yes.
You know, he first game or two, he's like, I don't see what happens.
Yes.
Now he's like, fuck it.
Yes.
LeBron didn't play tonight, so he got to go do his
Yeah,
day.
I saw
yes.
that on
yes.
my phone.
And they still won.
All right, y'all.
All right,
we have two more songs to go.
We are still going strong. Big Daddy Kane.
Now, so Big Daddy won that round.
Coming on.
Easy tonight.
He has won three of the last four rounds, and he did not lose the fourth. This round will decide whether or not he will face Big KRS-One in the final round of 10, or will it all be done in
a tiebreaker on 7?
Round number 9.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That draw.
We're gonna leave it to the DJs.
That's what's up.
On this one.
Let's go.
All right.
Scala Rock is for now the main topic. Not looking at his cuts or cash flow of the pocket. You may not realize it or you may not know, but when I say super, I'm not exaggerating. Dating for a guy like Scott turns into mating. He seems to be quiet, but I don't buy it. Proof is in the pudding, why don't you just try it? The super hoe is loose in your section, and he's armed with a powerful erection to grab your girl and run for protection. Your mama too, cause I like to mention.
Who's the man with the master plan? I think it was Scott LaRock. It was DJ
Scott LaRock.
Said G on the
wheels.
On the beats.
On the beats, yes, on the beats. Scott LaRock on the wheels. Said G on the beats. Big shout out, Said G.
Ultramagnetic MC.
You know what I mean?
Now, I love that they both had tributes to their DJs. You know, Mr. C got to do a little more on the cutting and mixing, and that was real cool. You know, when
yeah.
I remember when I had the cassette tape of that album.
They let Mr. C do the little Transformer scratch at the end. You know what I'm saying? That was tight.
Are you ready? That was my favorite part. I didn't let that part play. But you get the idea.
But I do.
But, man, Scott LaRock had them all. Like, he was a super hoe, and the world will never know, because he was gone way too long ago.
He was gone before his time, yeah.
And
absolutely.
That's a fact.
You know, would have loved to hear more of what Scott LaRock was all about, you know.
That's a fact.
This is his legacy right here. This song, really. Scott LaRock, immortalized on vinyl. Mr. C as well, but this one has more legs. I'm going with BDP.
I
Me
am too.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's unanimous.
That's unanimous.
We haven't had but one song that we disagreed about on any level.
And that might come to the end. To win or lose this.
I
bout.
Mean, well, as of this song,
it might.
KRS-One has officially solidified minimum status of winner or tie.
Yep,
he now has 5 out of the 10 songs.
Yeah.
So what?
Should Big Daddy Kane win the next round? Hold on. Now let me go ahead and announce it just officially the way the rules at the Unseen Legion Radio. No, it's empirical. Ultimate Album Knockout Challenge. Okay. We're looking at a 3-5 situation. Now, if this was a 4-5 situation, it would be a lot more different. But what we're looking at is, should Kane win the next round? He will have 4 of the 5, and we will be forced to revisit song number 7.
We'll be forced, as I said in the beginning.
Okay, well, I'm just going to bring round number 10 right now and just tell it like this.
7 was mine. Oh, shit.
It's not that it's going to come to that, bro. Just saying.
Okay.
If you can't spit this song bar for bar, you're not an MC. You ain't even hip-hop. If you don't know this song, you ain't hip-hop. I'm just going to say that. I'm not saying nothing about the song that's coming after this because I don't know. I'm just saying.
The bridge is over.
The bridge is over. Hey, wow. The bridge is over. The bridge is over.
Hey, hey, hey.
The bridge is over. The bridge is over.
Bye-bye.
The bridge is over. What? The bridge is over.
Yes, I've been coming in the dance with the flippers and see. Down with the crew called BDP.
Hey.
You want to join the crew or you must see me.
What?
You can't sound like Shan or the one Marley.
Stop it.
Shannon Marley Marlin, I'm rhyming like the gay. Picking up the mic, man, and don't know what to say.
What?
Saying hip-hop started off in Queensbridge.
Saying lines like that, man, you know you can't live.
So tell them again.
Can't better come with it.
Tell them again.
Can't better come with it.
Tell them again. We gonna tell them again. Tell them again, we come to tell them again. Manhattan keeps on making it. Brooklyn keeps on faking it. Bronx keeps creating it. And Brooklyn keeps on faking it.
Brooklyn! Bronx! It's gonna be real hard, yo.
Dee-dee-da-dee-dee-dee-dee-da-dee-day. All you sucker MCs, what you don't come out to play. Here's an example of KRS-One.
No!
Here's an example of KRS-One. They wish the battle be the people, they cannot.
Nah.
They must be on the dick of who?
DJ Scott LaRock.
Cause we don't complain.
save her.
Mr. Magic Mike wished to come and try to save her. But instead of helping you out, he want the same thing I gave you. I finally figured it out, a magic mouth is used for sucking. Roxanne Shantay is only good for steady fucking.
Wow.
Shannon Molly Mall is really only bluffing. Like Dougie Fresh said, I tell you now, you ain't nothing. Come back to Red Alert on Kiss and Boogie Down Production. To Ease and I'm on, I'm Mr. Ease and I'm on. To KRS-One, you know them kind of the sound. They're moving over there and then we're moving over here. This name of this routine is called
Live in D Square.
Class.
Square. Square. Square.
Ooh. What's the matter with your MC Molly Mall? Don't you know that it's out of touch? What's the matter with your DJ MC Shan on the wheels of steel? Molly sucks.
Damn.
You better change what comes out your speaker.
You better off
talking about the whack Puma sneaker. Cause Bronx created hip hop queens will only get dropped.
You're still telling lies to me. Everybody talking about you, starting funny, but you're still telling lies to me.
Oh yeah, I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88, time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word, I'm ready.
Rappers stepping to me, they know the outcome.
But I'm the game, so yo,
you know the outcome.
I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick
a BC date, cause you're history.
I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me,
it's gonna take a miracle.
And stepping to me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs?
Dope or dog food?
Dope or competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against
I'm a chihuahua.
Cause when it comes to being come dope, hot damn, I got it good.
But let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-Y-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many.
I'm different, so don't compare me to another.
Cause they can't hang word to your mother.
At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you
better be
ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife.
I'm a machete.
Displayed by Ginsu. Wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin. Friday the 13th,
I'ma play Jason.
No type of joke, gag, game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big,
not little.
So define it. Here's your walking papers. Sign it and take a walk as the canes start to talk.
Cause ain't no half-stepping.
I'm the Big Daddy.
Ain't no half-stepping. If you can't spit all these bars, you a sucker.
The bridge is over, the bridge is
over. Oh!
The bridge is over, the bridge is over.
Yes, yes.
I'm just saying.
CDP has taken the bout tonight.
It's over, bro. As much as we love
the Unseen Legion Radio
versus. I love to go through a little party and rock, boogie, boogie, boogie. Bro, ain't no half stepping is a dope ass joint, but yo, the
classic.
Bridge is over. The bridge is over. The bridge. The
BDP has taken
longevity of this BDP criminal minded album.
Out.
Aside from one or two of the tracks that could not hang with Big Daddy Kane,
we are going to go ahead.
KRS One comes
and
out
call
on top.
It.
Give them the like the trophy. Dust
six,
it off and
six
hand
to three.
It to KRS-One and
six
BDP.
To three. 6-3. We'll
with
just call it even with one in the balance.
Yeah. Which could be easily a 7-3 or 6-4. Either way, it's
no,
an
assured
victory.
It's either 6-3 or it's 6.5.
It's a win.
3.5.
For KRS-One and BDP.
Hey, there's no half-stepping, man.
Hey, but there
ain't no half-stepping.
Big Daddy Kane don't want your half.
Did you guys like that?
Okay.
Check this out. This is not going to be the last time.
Bridge is over.
We're going to have many other groups. Tell them early. We're going to have many other
this
groups
is but one
that
example.
We're going to be comparing.
This is the ultimate album knockout challenge, y'all.
Yes.
Yeah, you
call
know,
it
I
for
can
what
go
it
down
is.
The list
it's awesome.
I can tell you a couple that we have in mind, but I'm
these are up and coming.
Let's just give them a couple of the examples of what we've already done. In addition to tonight's battle of KRS-One's Criminal Minded BDP, Criminal Minded versus Big Daddy Kane, Long Live the Kane. We've also done brought you Outkast.
Oh yeah, I was
Southern Playalistic Cadillac Music.
Versus the Roots.
Versus the Roots. Do you want more?
Oh, damn.
We also did Tribe Called Quest, People's Instinctive Travels.
Versus
Rhythm.
Versus Gangstars.
No, that was
versus Brand Nubians.
Oh, that's right. Versus one Brand for Nubians, one
I
for
didn't
all.
Partake in
versus
that,
Brand Nubian,
in that
one
sauce
for all.
Either.
And then the inaugural. The inaugural was the Gangstar.
Yes. Nas
versus
Gangstar.
Nas. Yeah.
Illmatic versus
Daily Operation.
Daily Operation. Now, none has been as close
as this
as
one.
We thought maybe. I think this one. I thought this one actually might have been closer when I was
actually.
Going
you know
into
what? This
it.
One. This wasn't the closest one. You're right.
No, I think the Roots and Outkast was actually very close.
Very close.
So yep. You should go back to the podcast. Listen to that. www.unseenlegionradio.com.
We
got
all.
We
got
all
that.
There. We're gonna be right now. There's only one
KRS
up there on the podcast right now. So if you missed the first
here.
One, I believe the Nas Gangstar one is already
yep.
in the queue.
Yep. Now, the cool thing is that you can catch the first half of Unseen Legion Radio every single Friday on the podcast, Fleet Boom Radio.
Right.
Please do check us out every single Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Yep, and we do that at midnight on West Coast Fleet Radio.
That part.
Pacific time, midnight,
that
Friday
part.
Nights.
So stay tuned. But now you can also catch the podcast, and that might be the exclusive. And the only place that you can catch both is on the secret extra download live recording stream of what we do. And if you know about that, then you already know, but I'm not going to tell it to you live on the air. Because that's Unseen.
Legion Radio.
Baby.
All right, y'all. So let's take it out. And we'll see y'all next week.
We love y'all.
We love y'all.
Kaheem, Melody, Offbeat, Doll Mage, Donna, all the elsewhere.
We're going to go to 1990, I think 94 next week. You know?
Okay.
94 was a good year.
Give them a little preview, bro. Let them know what they're thinking about.
I'll tell you what. Don't catch a bad one
before
next week.
So you should try to stay as funky of a homo sapien as possible.
Well,
but, you know.
Yeah. Just use your common sense. That's all I have to say.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
There you go.
All right, we out like that.
Peace, y'all. Stay in the light.
Peace.